Hello, and welcome to the Let's Talk Attachments podcast. My name is Jessica Da Silva, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist and an attachment coach, helping adults end their unhealthy dating patterns and create stronger, secure relationships. Attachment theory gives us insight into how we currently experience love through understanding our earlier attachment dynamics. I created this podcast as a safe space to share stories and insights on different aspects of attachment so that you can better understand how this manifests in your own life. My only request is that you listen with an open heart and an open mind. So without further ado, let's get into it. Hello, and welcome to today's podcast episode on how to stop attracting toxic people into your life. So I like to create my content based off of common questions I get or topics I tend to run into with coaching clients. And this particular question I hear a lot. And I really wanted to address this question specifically because I feel like we can really get hung up on this, you know, like, woe is me mentality. Why is this always happening to me? I always attract the same types of people, as opposed to a more empowered approach where we take personal responsibility for who we allow into our lives. So the truth is, we are going to attract all types of people into our life. It's just that we tend to focus our attention on a select few. Naturally, we tend to focus on what we're personally attracted to. We tend to focus on what is familiar to us, and we tend to focus on what our narratives on love are. Obviously, by our behaviors, our attitudes, and interests, certain people will find you more attractive as it aligns with their preferences, but controlling who gravitates towards you is not as important. So it's not so much about worrying about how to stop attracting certain people as it is just being mindful of what you choose to accept and tolerate in your life. So I'm going to repeat that one more time. It's not so much worrying about how to stop attracting certain people as it is being mindful of what you choose to accept and tolerate in your life. If you find yourself repeating specific relationship patterns with certain types of people, some better questions to ask yourself are, why do I accept this behavior? Where are my boundaries too loose or too rigid? What do I actually want in a relationship? And most importantly, how do I want to feel in a relationship? Why do I perhaps feel undeserving of this desired love? Or where may I need to set realistic expectations for love? So let's break these questions down and talk about why they're important. So the first question of why do I accept this behavior? Okay. The reason you want to ask yourself this is because you may not have control over who gravitates towards you, but you do have control over why you allow these people into your life. When considering our attachment styles, we tend to recreate similar relationship dynamics that we experienced in our past. So if you are anxiously attached, perhaps you tolerate people who are emotionally unavailable or people in which you have to fight for their love, right? And self-neglect in a lot of ways. If you are dismissive, avoidant, perhaps you tolerate people who don't respect your boundaries or who make you feel, you know, really controlled or criticized, or that make you feel really misunderstood. If you are fearful avoidant, perhaps you tolerate people who make you feel really loved and simultaneously pained, right? Like very distressed. You're often very accustomed to a lot of suffering in your relationships. So it's really important to understand how you experience love so that you know what patterns you are used to tolerating and therefore the patterns you want to avoid reinforcing moving forward. I've shared this quote before from Thomas Jefferson. This quote literally changed my life. If you want something you've never had, You must be willing to do something you've never done. So it's really about understanding why you accept people that exhibit certain toxic behaviors and consciously choosing a new way of experiencing love. And usually with experiencing anything new, it's going to feel a bit uncomfortable because it's unfamiliar. Often with unfamiliarity, it can feel icky, right? It can give us that ick. But with time, it becomes a new norm for us. And this is what I love doing with clients specifically, is just really helping them establish and cultivate this new relationship with themselves so that they can recognize this familiar type of love in the real world when it's presented to them. So we first have to make it familiar to us. We have to familiarize ourselves with this new type of love that perhaps we have not experienced. But if we want something we've never had, we must be willing to do something we've never done. So this is really, really important, okay? Next question. Where are my boundaries too loose or too rigid? Boundaries are essential for protecting ourselves. Loose boundaries are often seen with those who fall more on the anxious spectrum. This is where we don't know our limitations. We don't know how to say no. So people often can take a lot of advantage. They can, you know, exploit us in a lot of ways. Rigid boundaries are seen more with avoidant attachments where they're overprotective and allow very little newness into their life. So perhaps, you know, having just a hard time accepting love or very high or unrealistic expectations for love. Fearful avoidance tend to fluctuate between loose and rigid boundaries. So what I help my clients in doing is really creating flexible boundaries where you're protecting yourself. However, you are open to new experiences. You're open to meeting different people. You're open to hearing different perspectives and just operating from more of that gray area as opposed to being so black and white about things. Okay. Next question. What do I actually want in a relationship? Most importantly, how do I want to feel? So many of us don't even know what our relationship needs are or what our relationship values are. And knowing these things is essential for finding and maintaining a healthy relationship. Often we get into relationships because there's that initial attraction. However, you know, months or years into the relationship, especially when you're going through that power struggle phase right after the honeymoon stage, we get really disappointed. We get really disappointed because we start to notice a lot of differences. We start to see people's true colors, and we're often really unsatisfied and, you know, wanting to divorce. We want to break up. And this dissatisfaction is often because relationship needs are not being met. But if we don't know what our needs are or how to communicate them, we're in a lose-lose situation. So this self-discovery process of understanding your needs and values is super, super important. Also paying more attention to, well, I wanted to add one thing to that as well. When you don't know what your needs are, you're also susceptible to being taken advantage of, right? So people that often don't respect boundaries, people that often exhibit some of those really just unhealthy, aka toxic behaviors. If you don't know what your boundaries are, if you don't know how to protect yourself, you don't know what your limitations are, you don't know how to advocate for yourself, you're going to get taken advantage of. Naturally, there's going to be a lot of self-neglect in those dynamics, okay? So really getting crystal clear on what those needs are, feeling as though you are deserving of getting those needs met in a relationship is really, really important, all right, for just preserving yourself. What I wanted to say next is paying attention to, you know, how you want to feel in a relationship. It's really important to focus on that, to really get clear on those feelings, right? Do you want to feel supported? Do you want to feel seen? Do you want to feel understood, nurtured, taken care of, prioritized, respected? Remember that your feelings will guide you to your needs. If you're feeling quote unquote good, right? You're feeling this sense of connection and presence and love and nurturance, all of those kind of experiences associated with feeling good, your body is indicating that needs are being met. However, If you're feeling consistently quote unquote bad, meaning you're feeling, you know, maybe disconnected, anxious, upset, angry, your body is indicating that needs are going unmet. So pay attention to how someone makes you feel on a more consistent basis. Paying attention to those patterns is vital for assessing compatibility, right? It's vital to assess if you know, is this relationship going to turn into something really unhealthy? The patterns are going to guide you. So really pay attention to the patterns. Next question to ask yourself is, why do I perhaps feel undeserving of this desired love? This is a deeply ingrained belief system that I see with all of my clients, because essentially there is an insecurity around not feeling worthy or deserving of healthy love, mostly because they've never really experienced that. So it's really important to understand where you learned this belief system from, and really working on challenging it. One of my favorite questions to challenge my belief systems, which comes from Byron Katie's work, is this thought 100% true? And this question will help you to begin dismantling these reoccurring limiting thought patterns. My go-to follow-up question is always, what would secure me do? Right? What does secure me want to believe instead? And choosing to align with those new thought patterns, which eventually becomes a new belief system and therefore a new reality. So challenging and reframing your insecure thought patterns is transformational in helping you make different choices. The last question here is, where may I need to set realistic expectations for love? So this is where I find that people tend to get very confused, because they may recognize that they have a certain criteria or needs that they want met. However, they forget that, you know, we're all human and that humans aren't always consistent with meeting needs. With anxious attachments, they often are overly dependent with their partner to meet their needs. Avoidance, they are much less dependent on others meeting their needs. Fearful avoidance tend to fluctuate between being codependent and hyper-independent. But in secure relationships, we have to cultivate interdependency, where we have a healthy balance of relying on ourselves and relying on others to meet our needs. In secure relationships, we also recognize that we and our partner can't always meet needs perfectly or consistently all of the time. The healthy difference is that there is room for talking about it, right? There's clear communication, there's flexibility, there's understanding. So it's really important to create realistic expectations for relationships so that we don't sabotage them due to our distorted ways of viewing love. So I challenge you to focus your attention on these questions. Really sit with them and get clear on what these things mean to you. Essentially, you want to focus your energy on people capable and willing to meet your core needs and align with your most important values. Changing what we're attracted to and what we ultimately give our attention to requires knowing the type of love that we want, right? How that love feels like. So this is why first cultivating that relationship with yourself is so important, because when we change our relationship with ourselves, we can then recognize and appreciate someone who can love us in the same way. Remember that our brain is attracted to what is familiar. So when you learn to love yourself, right, to meet your own needs, to talk to yourself in a loving way, to align with your own values, to prioritize yourself, to really prioritize your self-care, you will then feel safe enough and deserving enough for that same kind of love when you come across it. So this is the individual inner work that I do with my clients, because often when you're coming from an insecure attachment style, you don't have a very healthy relationship with yourself. You don't really have a positive concept of self. So of course you're going to attract people that mirror that, that reflect the same views that you have about yourself, that reflect the same behaviors that you exhibit with yourself. So it all really starts with yourself. As cliche as it sounds, it all starts with you and cultivating that secure attachment with yourself. And when you recognize, that the work starts with you, you move from victimization and this narrative of why is this happening to me to self-empowerment and how can I grow from these experiences? What can I learn from these experiences? So again, don't focus on why you're attracting certain people. More so, focus on what you can do to stop tolerating these people in your life. And if you're ready to apply this knowledge to your own life and create stronger, secure relationships where I teach you these skills in a very practical and digestible way, I am taking on new clients for 2024. And you can learn more about coaching with me one-on-one via the show notes. So here's to your secure self. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, please rate it or leave a comment. Hearing your feedback just motivates me to create more content for you guys. I appreciate you so much, and I will catch you on the next episode.